Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting second. The shortstop, Phil Rizzuto. Batting third. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Workman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bobby Brown. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cliff Mapes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Coleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Neville. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ernie Neville. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Taylor. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Harry Taylor. And now, play ball. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto takes first base on ball four. Woodling moves to second. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berra for the out. Woodling moves to third. Rizzuto moves to second. One out. Hank Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield takes first base on ball four. Pearsall moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Hatfield moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen now playing left field. Billy Martin now playing second base. Jerry Coleman now playing shortstop. Ralph Houk now catching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Coleman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosar moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Rosar moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. Rosar scores. Taylor moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jensen. Williams reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. Hatfield goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ernie Neville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Ralph Houk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houk strikes out. Two outs. Hank Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-1 in the game. Workman hits a fly ball into right field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr strikes out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neville fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosar moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Coleman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0-for-1 in the game. Mapes hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Burdett now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatfield moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hatfield scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Collins pinch hits for Lou Burdett. Joe Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Houck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houck is 0-for-1 in the game. Houck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 2 in the game. Workman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Brown reaches second base with a double. Workman goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0 for 2 in the game. Mapes hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatfield moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Houk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houk is 0 for 2 in the game. Houk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Workman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Whitey Ford now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rosar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Harry Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0 for 3 in the game. Mapes hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houck fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Houck. Hatfield moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 4 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatfield moves to third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Gerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Henrich pinch hits for Whitey Ford. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.